conjuring abundance. Just think about those words for a minute. When you think of conjuring, maybe this like magical, witchy fantasticness is coming to you. But abundance is a word that means a lot of different things. And I think that our first thought might be money or an abundance of wealth, but we can also have an abundance of happiness and an abundance of magic and an abundance of really good relationships and healthy mindset. And abundance can mean extra of anything. And we actually teach a whole program on conjuring abundance and this very thing, this very topic of making space for more of what you want and having the confidence to bring it into your life and being clear on what it is that you even want. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of the podcast.
If the word witch makes you feel full of power and excitement, if you love personal development but loathe boring love and light conversation, if a sexy combo of witchery and inner work piques your interest, you're in the right place. Welcome home, Magic Maker, and welcome to Expedition to Soul, the podcast brought to you by the Sisters Enchanted.
Welcome, Kelly, to Expedition to Soul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And Kelly, I was just thinking about clarity on what you want. You and I, before I hit record, were just talking about this and this like lack of clarity around all sorts of things, like emotional vocabulary and how to even describe what's going on for you, or lack of clarity on what you really want. And we were talking about confidence and this idea of saying, well, I want more confidence. But then when we ask ourselves, well, for what? The confidence to do what? To ask for what? And then it's like staring into the ethers, waiting for an answer to appear. What do I want the confidence for? And as I'm talking about conjuring abundance, that's like kind of the point. So what do you want? All right. If you're listening and you don't know Kelly, Kelly is a longtime member of the Sisters Enchanted family. And Kelly teaches alongside our whole teaching team in all of our classes within the Holistic Witchery umbrella. And you'll also find Kelly dabbling over in our membership and doing tarot sessions for our mastermind members. And Kelly's everywhere. And yeah, so Kelly, you just led like a month or so ago, our Holistic Witchery folks through Conjuring Abundance in a rapid fire challenge style in January, I think. And I wanted to bring you here today to talk about North Star goals, because, you know, when you have clarity, that's when it's easier, I think, to conjure abundance in your life. So, all right, I said a lot of words. Kelly, do you have thoughts on all of the things I just said?
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, we did, like Sarah said, we did the Conjuring Abundance round in January, and it was a challenge style where each day there was a post, and the members went to the class site where all the goodness is and read something specific and did a challenge to really focus in. And the first thing we focused in on was that North Star goal and being clear on what that is. And I think one of the biggest, as I've taught this now the second time, one of the biggest misconceptions about the North Star goal is that it is this one huge, big, shining goal that you have to aspire to, and that if you're not going towards this beautiful rainbow in the sky of a North Star goal, that you're failing. And that's not really it, because that North Star goal can be different things in different areas of your life. It can be different things for you at different times in your life. Now, for a long time, my North Star goal was just homeschooling my kids, because that's what I was doing. And so that was my goal, and that was what I focused on, that was what I said yes to and said no to a lot of other things, because that was my North Star goal. But they're all grown now. They don't need me to be their homeschool teacher mom anymore. So my North Star goal is different. And if I just said, oh, well, that's my goal. And, you know, now that I've done it, what do I do? And I was kind of in that spot. And that was one of the things that brought me here to the Sisters in Channing in the first place, was just not knowing that and saying, well, what do I do now? What do I do with myself? And so knowing, working through that conjuring abundance, looking at what you want to be abundant in. And so I wasn't abundant in time with my kids anymore. And so I had time to myself, and it was a little bit scary because I was not used to having time to myself anymore. And I had to learn those things. And so that's what we do when we're doing Conjuring Abundance and the whole Holistic Retreat program that feeds into, is looking at that North Star goal, looking at what it is for your life right now and how it may be different in different parts of your life or how it may be changing. You might be in a part of time in your life where this North Star goal is changing. And so, you know, how to formulate that and look at that and look at the why, because it is, a lot of people look at abundance and do definitely say that, you know, it's just money and I want more money. And more money for what? You know, more money to take vacations, more money, you know, to stay home and homeschool your kids or to start a new business. You know, what is it that you want, you know, that money for? So those are the things that we really focus on in Conjuring Abundance, is looking at that North Star goal and being really specific with it and working with it and, you know, changing if it needs to be changed, and then looking at the abundance and what does it need? Do you need more money? And is that what you really need to reach your North Star goal? Or do you need more time? Or do you need more space? And we look at all of those things together to move us forward.
Yeah, so well said. And I love that you shared your example too and how it shifted over time for you. For me, I know that I'm sorry, I'm hearing, do you hear that?
Oh, yes, my son playing the trumpet. Yes. I have my headphones on, so I was like, oh, I hope he's not practicing, but that's him practicing in the background. He'll get serenaded.
It's fine. I just was thinking, I'm like, is that coming from my computer? So that's funny. I used to play the trumpet, as you may know. I would not put a trumpet in my hands today by any stretch of the imagination. But one of the things that I love that you shared that your North Star goal and how it changed over time for you, and you found yourself in this place of having to identify a new North Star goal. For me in my life, when I think about a North Star goal, and this brings in some of the pitfalls I see people make too when they're setting like a goal for themselves, and is that I'm totally going a roundabout way of saying this, but with the goal, like, what is the thing you need to make everything else happen too? You know? And so for me in my life right now, I own a business and I work full time and I homeschool my kids, and that requires a certain energy to be able to manage all of that. So for me, like, my current priority is really my physical wellness, making sure that I get enough sleep and I get the right foods in my diet and I'm taking care of my body, because if I don't feel well, I can't do any of those things. So I think one of the pitfalls is also that we get really hyper-focused on like one result or outcome, which can be helpful if that's your most immediate thing, but also giving yourself the room to look like, what's the bigger picture, if that makes sense. So you've reflected on North Star goals for our community members. What are some of the pitfalls that you see when it comes to people setting their North Star goals?
Yes, I think it is two. It's like both ends of the spectrum. And one end, it's like setting this huge goal that is just unattainable, and there's just so much to it that the person just says, oh my gosh, you know, I'm looking at that goal and it's so big, I don't even know where to start. And so they think, well, I just can't do that. It's just not possible. And so, you know, if that's the case, then we look at it and look and say, well, how can you break that down into different steps? You know, how can you look at that big, and like if somebody says, well, I really want to start a business. Well, there's a lot to starting a business, and it's a great goal to have, but then you have to break it down into like time periods, and you can break it down. So, you know, we might look at that and say, well, how can you break that down into a time period? So you're going to work on your idea, and then you're going to work on your marketing, and you're going to work on, you know, finding somebody to support you, you know, and things like that. So breaking it down into these specific goals that they can do. Or it's something that on the other end of the spectrum that is so specific, like you said, it's just so hyper-focused that then they get stuck in that just one place that it's really hard to see like a bigger picture. So it could be something like, I want to lose 20 pounds. And so, you know, that is very specific and it's a great goal. But then if you don't think about and that's your North Star goal, and you don't think about, well, what are the things that I have to then actually do to lose weight? And is it, you know, is it that I really want to lose the weight, or is it that I want to just feel healthier? I want to eat healthier, yeah. You know, or something like that, which is much broader. And, you know, there's very specific things that you can do with it. And so, you know, that is a lot of what that I see in with working with students in the class, is having too broad of a goal and then not breaking it down and getting overwhelmed, and then having something that's so specific that is also just, it's like, well, I don't really know where to move forward with this, because, you know, losing weight, I've never been able to lose weight before. And it's just, you know, you kind of stop yourself before you even get started with the goal. And so yeah. Looking at it and breaking it down and breaking down big goals, or looking how you can kind of widen a smaller goal to encompass more things that make you feel, oh yeah, that is definitely something that I can do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think of like that very idea of a North Star. It's like you can orient yourself because you know where that is. We have, living where I live in Connecticut, we have a outdoor seaport museum that I just love, but they have a planetarium there, and we've been to it, I don't know, like 20 times probably. But they always talk about the North Star and the sailors and using the North Star to find their way. And I love that idea for us too, is your North Star is like your, it reorients you. So you might not always be going north. Sometimes you might be going east, but you remember, okay, I know which way to go because I know where north is. So if you know what your North Star is, then all the other ways you have to go in your life, you always know what to come back to and what to focus on. So when I say in my example that my North Star is this like body, mind, kind of just wellness within myself, you know, there's days where I'm working 9 hours. There's days where I'm homeschooling like every Wednesday. That's like the long haul homeschool day because I don't work, and we get all the stuff that I have to be hands-on with, we do on that day. And it's a long day. So, you know, I'm always going different directions, but I know that in order to do all the stuff I have to do, I got to keep my eye on that North Star. And that is, how am I feeling? Am I getting enough sleep? Am I drinking enough water, or just like, you know, moving enough so I don't feel sluggish and like I have the ability to do all this and keep it afloat. So I think that what you're saying about this two ends of the spectrum, I think it's a misconception that you're always just like, this is my goal, I have to do it constantly and I can't think of anything else. It's when it's your North Star, it's your point of orientation also, because things do happen in life and you can always look though and see, well, where am I in relationship to the thing I want in life as a North Star? All right. Another thing that happens or that comes up for people when we talk about abundance and feeling abundant is how to do this when nothing feels abundant. So if we were using me as an example, if I was just like really sick and down and out, but I'm like, oh, I need to feel abundant and healthy in my body, You know, if it's money, and somebody's like, yeah, but all the signs point towards me having no money, and yet I want to be financially abundant. Like, how do we reconcile that? What would you say to a person with that thought in their mind? Because someone has it right now.
Yes. Yeah. It's just little steps at a time. And just, you know, that is one thing that in, especially in the whole, that seems to me in the whole magical world, there's this belief that things just come to you and all of a sudden, you know, the angels descend and you're like, oh, I have all the money in the world and I feel abundant and all my, you know, old fears about money have just gone out the window. And, you know, all these, you know, all this years of feeling not confident have just disappeared overnight. And it really doesn't happen like that. I mean, some people have like what are seemingly overnight transformations, but it's usually something that they've been working on maybe internally and just haven't told anybody, or something that has been coming for a while and the signs were there, but then all of a sudden it just came out, you know, and everybody is like, oh, you know, that person just all of a sudden is confident and secure and happy. But they've been doing the work and you just really haven't been seeing the work. And it's been these little steps that they've been taking all along and going along until they get to this place where they really want to be. So when that person is just feeling not abundant and feeling like there's just no way, the signs are all wrong, then it's just taking, just finding that one little thing. And that's what the group is so good and doing this with other people is so great about, is because we're here for you to help you take that step and support you and figure out what that step can be. And if you're just coming and say, I have no idea, then, you know, we rally around you and say, well, let's look at this, let's break it down, let's see where you can go forward with that. And one of the things I know that came up in this last round is somewhere in one of the videos or one of the lessons, there's a place where you say no to certain things is saying yes to other things. And that is made a really big impression on a lot of people, because it was permission for them to say no to things where they never had that before. So, you know, that might be a good place to start as well. It's just to pick one thing that you're going to say no to, so that you can say yes to it in the future. And that's really hard, because we are in an age of, you know, Instagram and YouTube and things like that, where a lot of things are that instant gratification and where it looks like people have just made these transformations overnight. But taking that little step and saying, I'm going to say no to this one thing right now, and I'm going to hold that boundary. And so then later on, I can say yes to it. And that's going to make me feel abundant. So it's just, you know, it's taking those little tiny steps, breaking it down, saying no to something in the present that you know that's going to lead you in the right place, and keeping you just going back to that North Star goal. Write it down somewhere so that you can see it. And when you're feeling, because there are going to be times that you are feeling, we all feel that at times, that we're just like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't do it. And you know, like you said, we're going off the east somewhere or the west, or, you know, moving backwards. And sometimes we feel that we're just, you know, taking steps backwards. But then you just let yourself be okay with that and say, I know that it's not, you know, this all the time, that it's like over here and backwards and forwards, but generally I'm going in that direction. And so, you know, if you're feeling that and you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling like that abundance is just not something that's for you, you know, just take one of those little steps. Just take one little step, say no to one little thing, and that'll start you on the path and reorient you to move forward.
Yeah. I love everything you said, and I want to just highlight for people listening who feel like somebody else has it all figured out, or they did it faster, or like you should be able to do it. Oh my goodness. Like, you just see on social media in particular, snapshots of people's lives. You don't see everything else. And often, like to your point, Kelly, I think for a lot of us, we start doing things in life and we don't even see the trajectory yet, right? So like an example for me and being a business owner, I'm Sisters Enchanted's almost 8 years old. I owned a different business for 2 years. And then I worked for a small business before that. But someone might stumble upon us and just be like, oh, look, like they can do it, or she did it or whatever. But you don't know that I also ran another business. And then I was set up for success to run that business because I worked in a small business, like a really small business where I worked alone. And it wasn't much, I mean, other than having to actually like report to somebody else, I was essentially like self-employed working for her, which really set me up for being able to be self-employed without asking a lot of questions, because I just kept doing what I did for that person just on my own, just by myself without having to tell her what I was doing, you know? And then you don't see that before that, I worked for a big company where I learned sales and marketing, which helped. And like all of this stuff that you wouldn't know just by seeing what I do. And it's the same, like you mentioned, an abundance of money or someone's weight loss journey or whatever. There's all these other parts that you just don't know because you don't know. And often the person who you're looking at, unless they've sat down to really backwards track those dominoes, you know, you don't really know either. You're like, I don't know. I just kept doing one little thing. And now here I am. So that's what that mindset around wanting the thing to just be abundant and just be there, and then comparing to other people and then procrastinating because you're comparing. Definitely remember that the roads are long and windy for everybody, but that's exactly what that North Star is there for, to just help you orient again and say, wait a second, that's where I'm headed. I gotta get back in that direction. Anyway.
Yes, and your North Star goal, and it's your goal. And that's very important too, because it's all, like you said, it's all very, you know, unique to each person. And if we try to then compare ourselves to other people, you know, doing the same thing or seeing the same thing, then, you know, that can get very overwhelming. And so, you know, just really focusing on seeing the light shining on you, and, you know, how can I do it? Because this is my unique journey. And yes, definitely.
Exactly. Thank you, Kelly, for sharing so many little pieces of wisdom around North Star goals and abundance and conjuring abundance, and bringing that to our students too, because you're killing it on the teaching front. Kelly teaches in the astrology fundamentals section of holistic witchery, conjuring abundance, the 5-eye spiral part of holistic witchery. And Kelly's specialty is, really bringing like the implementation topics in a magical but practical way to all of the curriculum. So Kelly's always having you kind of do something to use what you're learning. But so you're flexing the magic kind of ritual tool part, but also with some reason. There's a reason you're doing it. And Kelly's really good at bringing that together for us. So, all right. Well, if you want to join us in Holistic Witchery, the class starts again soon with our moon and chakras and shadow work and tarot and ritual section. I knew I was missing one of them in there. All that unit with those 5 lessons, plus tons of bonus lessons, including moon centers and kundalini yoga and mediumship magic and energy protection and all of Kelly's live teachings with holistic witchery. All of that starts at the very end of March. So you want to check that out at holisticwitchery.com and see if this is interesting to you, if you want to join us for that class. Conjuring Abundance is part of it as well. All right. Thank you, Kelly, for hanging out with me. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. It was so fun.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for hanging out with us. And until next time, we hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day ahead.
If you love the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or a review. That helps us to get the word out about all we're doing here at the Sisters Enchanted. Thanks for being part of our community, and we'll see you in the next episode.